The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh,
you're in the madhouse now.
Okay, BRB and OMG, I've got a new episode of trivia for you on acronyms. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, you guessed it, Ryan Butts. Thank you so much for checking out what I do on a daily basis, and thanks for going back and listening to 900 plus episodes of the archives. Anything you can imagine, we've probably done trivia on it at some point, from things that are very bizarre, like corny trivia, where all the questions had something to do with corn or the word corn, to Back to the Future, to marine biology, to movie taglines. We've done it all, and you can find them all easily on Spotify or Podcatcher. Those are the two big apps that you can use to go back through the entire archives and listen to all the oldest episodes of the show. Show used to be a lot different, used to be a lot longer, used to be more guest-heavy, more comedy-heavy, more comedian guests, and conversational. So if you want something like that, just to switch up your daily routine, go back and listen to those oldest episodes, and be on the lookout for our new monthly episodes. We're going to have one episode a month that is like a super episode. Might be a whole trivia night packed into one audio file, might be some guests on, might be a celebrity appearance of some kind. You just wait and see. It's going to be pretty cool, and I think you're going to like it. Speaking of things you like, if you like musicians, we got rock, we got pop, we got rap stars. If you like them from the early 90s, specifically 1991, I'm going to give away a prize for listeners of this specific episode. This is called Pro Set Superstar Music Cards, 10 hot photo cards. These are like trading cards. I got a big box of these. They're all sealed up in little packs, and they're old trading cards from the early 90s, beginning of that decade. If you want a free pack of cards, all I want you to do is email ryanbuds@gmail.com with the subject line free cards, and then put your mailing address in the body of the email. I'm going to put your names in a raffler and choose, I don't know, two or three people to send some fun trading cards to. So again, put free cards in the subject and give me your mailing address if you're listening to this episode and you want to win some trading cards. All right, we have an episode coming at you all about acronyms. I'm going to ask you what certain letters stand for in famous business and store and movies and things like that that use letters and acronyms. We're going to jump to those questions right now. Here we go. All right, acronyms. Here's 11 questions on these. Let's see what you know. Number one, what does the C in the store CVS stand for? What does the C in CVS stand for? Number one. Question number two, M&M candies stood for Murray and who else? Number two, the M in M&M candies, one of them stood for Murray. What did the other one stand for? Number two. Acronyms number three, the three M's in 3M stand for what state mining and manufacturing company. So it is an M state, and then mining and manufacturing company. Number three, what state is that? Number three. Question number four, HSBC stands for the Hong Kong and what banking company? Number four, HSBC stands for the Hong Kong and what banking company? Question number five, what does the Y stand for in the shop TCBY? Number five, what does the Y stand for in the shop TCBY? Acronyms number six, what does the D stand for in DSW? Number six, what does the D stand for in DSW? Question number seven, JCPenney was founded by James Blank Penny. Hint, the middle name is also money related. Number seven, JCPenney was founded by James Blank Penny. Fill in the blank. Question number eight, what does the E stand for in TASER? T-A-S-E-R, what does the E stand for in TASER? Number nine, what does the Z stand for in zip code? Number nine, what does the Z stand for in zip code? Two questions left. Here's number 10. What does the M stand for in IBM? Number 10, what does the M stand for in IBM? And the bonus for 2 points, what does ALF stand for on the TV sitcom ALF? ALF, what does ALF stand for? Those are all your questions for famous acronyms. We'll be right back in just a second with the acronym answers. We're back with acronym answers. Let's see if you knew what those letters stood for in this quiz. Number one, what does the C stand for in CVS? That is consumer. So consumer value stores is the full acronym. Consumer value stores. Number two, M&M candy stand for Murray and Mars. M-A-R-S, Mars, like the Mars bar. Number two, the Mars Candy Corporation. Number three, the 3Ms and 3M stand for Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing Company. Minnesota. Number three. Number four, HSBC stands for Hong Kong and Shanghai Banking Company. Hong Kong and Shanghai. Number five, what does the Y stand for in TCBY? That's the country's best yogurt. Yogurt. Number six, what does the D stand for in DSW? That's Designer Shoe Warehouse. Designer. Designer. Number seven, JCPenney was James Cash Penny. What a fun name that is. Got to go into some kind of retail, right? My name's Cash Penny. Number seven. Number eight, what does the E stand for in TASER? That's electric. Number eight, electric. Number nine, what does the Z stand for in zip code? That's zone for zone improvement plan. Number nine, zone improvement plan. And number 10, what does the M stand for in IBM? That's International Business Machines. Number 10, International Business Machines. The bonus for 2 points, what does ALF stand for in the show ALF? That's Alien Life Form. Alien Life Form. And now you know that ALF is an acronym, if you didn't know. Shout out to my friend Rachel Lambert, who is a huge ALF fan. If she's listening, I'm sure she got that one. All right, we are done with today's episode, but we have one more tidbit for you. It's the fact of the day, and the fact of the day is the bagpipe was originally made from the whole skin of a dead sheep. That's pretty disgusting. You put that in your mouth. The bagpipe was originally made from the whole skin of a dead sheep, and now I can't get that image out of my head. All right. Hopefully you can forget it just as soon as I can, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.